Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had a caller from Tennessee who was asking about the Electoral College. And during that one-minute break, I was thinking about how to properly describe the Electoral College. I don't think I did a very good job, so after I go over some news and take some more calls, I'll get back into what the Electoral College does and how it was set up and why. So that is coming up. Also, there's a lot of other election news. The Pentagon has developed its own electronic voting system for American citizens overseas and troops. That's millions of people, potential voters. And it's been found to be fraud-ridden, designed for fraud by top analysts. Four different analysts that looked at it. The Pentagon says that they stand behind their internet voting system. Also, John F. Kerry, John Forbes Kerry, another blue blood, another Skull and Bones member, has obviously won in Iowa a couple days ago and now is 10 points ahead in the New Hampshire polls. And that's obviously got a lot of stage-managed stuff involved in it. U.S. troops, two of them killed, three wounded in mortar attacks in Iraq, tragically. 5 million on internet terrorism lists that the government has compiled through the Matrix system. 5 million suspected terrorists and, quote, criminals. See, and you won't be allowed to basically, even if you haven't committed a crime, be able to do anything under this new system. I want to get back into that. Also, listeners have pointed out that during the State of the Union address 2 days ago, when Bush talked about the Patriot Act, they cut to the quarterback for the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, who was standing in amongst the Bush wife and the Powell's wife and Rummy's wife. And people are, even drudges, saying, what does Tom Brady have to do with the Patriot Act? I mean, it's just it's a mindless ploy, but perfectly designed for the public. Well, I'm for the Patriot Act. I'm for football teams. I love the NFL. I love that young man, Tom Brady. And they admit they met with Tom Brady and staged this whole thing. Just an example of the stage-managed nature of all this and what theater that was we witnessed 2 nights ago. Also on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, Stephen Brill had a summit meeting of TV anchormen and their bosses over dinner at his Fifth Avenue apartment on Tuesday night with Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge to discuss how they'll cover the next terrorist attack. This is the New York Post saying this. Brill, whose book, After, detailed the response to 9/11, spearheads the American Prepared campaign to educate the public. Joining Brill, his wife Cynthia, and two of their three kids for dinner were Fox News Channel boss Roger Ailes, ABC News David Wurston, CBS News anchor Andrew Hayward, CNN anchor Aaron Brown, plus Peter Jennings and Tom Brokaw. And I guess because Dan Rather wasn't there, he's been at similar meetings planning this stuff in the past. He's retiring in 11 months, retiring from his full-time anchor job. That could indicate they're going to launch the terror attack after the election. Very, very serious. ABC News in 99 had a five-night drill of a huge bio attack in martial law, and at the end of each show they would quietly announce this was just a simulation, but it did cause kind of a War of the Worlds type panic as they were putting this on our psyche. Totally staged. Homeland Security head meeting with them and admitting, we are meeting to figure out how we're going to announce and how we're going to cover this. That should chill everyone. But again, hidden in plain view, the total stage-managed nature of all this. So I'd like to get your comments on that as well. When we get back, I want to hit a few other news items into the Electoral College. Then we'll go to your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I haven't even scratched the surface on the really important news and info today, but we have covered quite a bit of it in the first hour. We're doing a good job here today. So stay with us. And we're also going to get back into WTC-7 being deliberately destroyed, admittedly, by the owner on 9/11. That's coming up, too.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim new Hair Biofactor shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746, or visit www.nissim.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Austin, Texas, Denver, Colorado, from Kansas City, Missouri, to Pensacola, Florida. Simulcasting on global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320. And back from 9 to midnight Central at 5.085 and 6890. Let me shotgun through some more of the news. Then we'll go to Ron and Mike and Ryan and Michael and Melissa and others that are patiently holding. And then I want to get into some of the Electoral College and describe that and what really happened in the 2000 election. Both sides were trying to steal the election. It was fraud on both sides. Just put it that way at first. Didn't make it simple. Pentagon stands by internet voting system. I mentioned that, but this is out of the Associated Press. A bunch of top scientists and others have looked at it and said it's designed for fraud, like all the other big electronic voting machine companies with their own engineers have quit and said they're scamming everyone. That doesn't seem to matter. The feds are paying to put it all in. Pentagon is standing by its internet voting system. It developed for U.S. citizens overseas, despite an independent analysis that said it was so vulnerable to attacks that it should be scrapped. They say, we don't care. Just to show the level of control, Israel criticizes France because they won't arrest more people that are neo-Nazis or more Muslims that say things against Israel. And I don't agree with the neo-Nazis or some of the Arabs that, you know, are vicious. And I mean, you know, they'd kill a Christian in a minute. But I mean, France won't allow, tried to stop Yahoo from allowing World War II memorabilia to be sold on its websites. France said, well, you're here in France, you can't do that. Trying to control the world, you can't sell World War II memorabilia because you can't sell swastikas. I mean, that's the level of control there, and that's not enough for Israel. I mean, I'm tired of Israel trying to pass laws here to restrict the First Amendment. I'm tired of them trying to do it in France, and they've been lobbying in France, and now this is being reported. French fume over proposed ban on beards. And another thing, you know, Israel's lobby, it was a couple different lobbies, but you know, they love Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's a real live Nazi, folks, and says he hates black people and all this other stuff. But they're, again, going after the First Amendment. And say, I'm just sick of it. France's fight to keep religion out of schools has threatened to engulf the country and has entered a new and some say absurd territory. Teachers and some religious leaders fumed Wednesday over a government minister's call to ban beards and bandanas from classrooms, along with Islamic headscarves, Jewish skullcaps, and Christian crosses. See, it's going after everybody. But this starts when certain groups, the atheists, don't want Christian and Jewish and Muslim stuff, and then Israel's out lobbying to not let Muslims wear their headscarves, and it's incredible. I mean, everybody's lobbying for police state. And here in this country, it's worse in some cases. You know, in the New York Police Department, they can have a menorah, they can have a Quran under glass in the main entryway, but no manger scene. Muslim leaders were divided, with some denouncing the curb on facial hair as total delirium. Others said street protests against the planned law had rattled the government and provoked a crackdown. Le Monde newspaper devoted its front page cartoon to the subject, showing a teacher inspecting a student's beard with a magnifying glass as veiled women with big smiles looked on. The latest twist in France's controversial plan to ban religious symbols from classrooms came Tuesday when Education Minister Luc Ferry said the planned ban on religious symbols could also cover facial hair and bandanas, sometimes worn as a discreet alternative to the traditional Muslim headscarf. And they're going to ban Jewish skull caps, Christian crosses. Folks, they're doing that in this country now. Even the socialist interpretation of Thomas Jefferson's letter saying we should separate church and state, he meant not have a national church, like a Church of England. Instead, they now say, okay, you can't have any religious symbols at the schools or in public places, and now it's, oh, you can't wear a cross or in your speech as valedictorian or in your speech at the speech contest. You can't say God or Jesus or Allah or any of it. But then that's all selectively enforced. Out in California, all the schools have a five-week course where you wear Muslim dress, worship Allah. It's just out of control, folks. It's totally and completely out of control, and it's attacking free speech. Separation of church and state is not taking Ten Commandments, which is what our law comes from, out of courthouses, you know, right next to Greek gods that can stay. North Korea on brink of getting nuclear arsenal, and an assessment of North Korea's weapons. The International Institute of Strategic Studies warned the time was coming when North Korea would have the weapons. There is still some time for diplomatic efforts to halt and eliminate North Korea's nuclear arsenal while it remains limited to a handful of nuclear weapons. They've had those for years. That is a problem, and our government helped them develop it. Sharon, I'm not resigning. Associated Press, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said in a newspaper interview published Thursday that he will not resign despite corruption allegations, and possibly he might be indicted in coming weeks. Sharon also said the burgeoning scandal would not deflect his attention from what he considers more pressing issues. I am not about to resign. I emphasize I'm not about to resign. I am busy with the work of from morning to night, and I do not intend to take time for issues that are under investigation. And the newspaper quoted, Justice Minister officials said Wednesday that they will decide within months whether to indict the Prime Minister for allegedly accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes from a real estate developer who was charged with giving him the money. Again, we got $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon, and Israel's military-industrial complex has been caught running a bunch of scams in the billions of dollars. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about $200,000 in Sharon. Let's talk about the USO. A couple hundred thousand dollars, or saying $400,000 in overbilling for bringing in these Hollywood people and rock stars, instead of talking about the $1.2 trillion. I'm not saying the USO's okay. I'm not saying Sharon's all right. I'm just saying this is a classic tactic. Okay, you know what? Let's go ahead and go to the calls, and then I'll get back into the news, and then the WTC 7 clips and a recap of that and some new developments. Let's go to these quickly, folks. Question or comment, and I'm moving on. Ron in Oklahoma, go ahead.
Alex, I agree with you that there will be a massive assault on our civil liberties this year. I suggest watching April and October, the attacks in Rydia. Both were at the time of eclipses. So were the attacks on our embassy in the Middle East. There's always a disaster around that time of the year, whether it's or around an eclipse cycle, whether it's an earthquake, an airplane crash. I have watched this phenomena for many years.
And that's because the globalists, well, the globalists are into the occult, and this is admitted, and a lot of times they do things according to numerology, and yes.
But like I said, your listeners can verify it easily by simply watching these cycles, April and October. Also, real quick, Alex, USA Movie Channel is running the Terminator movie this week. I am wondering if the character Sarah Connor's son, that the Terminator came back from the future to eliminate the future resistance leader, grew up to be Alex Jones.
Okay, that's funny.
Thanks, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Ron. I know what Ron's saying. We don't believe the eclipses actually do something magical. I don't believe in all this mumbo-jumbo. What we're saying is the globalists do. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? They admit it. I mean, every major president we've had, Bush, you know, back to Lincoln, has astrologers, seances. Clinton was really bad about this. Nancy Reagan, Ronald Reagan, Bush Sr., this Bush, they're into the occult, folks. I mean, that's mainstream news. And so when police are investigating, let's say there's a serial killer that kills people on the full moon. A lot of them do that. In fact, almost every serial killer that we look at is into the occult and, you know, and does it as a ritual. The police don't go out and do stakeouts when the serial killer's out on the full moon because they think the full moon actually does something. The police don't believe the mumbo-jumbo. They're out on the street looking for the criminals, the nutcases, because they know that's when they strike. You understand that? We're just pointing out this phenomenon. Let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Couple quick things. Earlier you were talking about Howard Dean when your caller was asking about him, and I know you didn't mean to leave this impression, but... Dean may not be Skull and Bones, but Skull and Bones has always had a very intimate relationship with some of the big investment banking firms like Dean Witter, including Dean Witter, and Dean is part of that family.
Dean is an elitist. He just not the caliber Skull and Bones member like John Kerry and George Bush.
Yeah, and he is also a Yalie like Bush. Who knows? He may belong to one of the affiliated organizations.
He does belong to one of the other occult elite fraternities. I've read that.
Okay. The election business. What was the question before about the how our elections work? The Electoral College. That was intended as a Republican system rather than a direct election system where you actually elected the electors. They go and based on the number of congressmen and senators that you have in your state, that's how many electors you have to go to the Electoral College.
And that keeps the power in the state, just like the 17th Amendment got rid of legislatures appointing the senators. You elect your local state representatives. They then control the senators, recall them, have total power. That gives the states power over the federal government.
Right, but it's one step removed from you directly electing that president. You send these guys, they cast the vote. They're generally committed on the first ballot, but after that, you know, they can change and vote for someone else other than who your state went.
And that's done to expand the separation of powers.
Right. Hey, I got one question for you. The NORAD story always intrigues me. The NORAD was told to stand down during 9/11. Do you have any documentation on that?
Yes, I do. And stay there. Stay there, Mike. We'll get into that when we get back. Then we'll go to Ryan, Michael, Melissa, and others. and then in the WTC 7 recap, and more of the news I've mentioned.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside these days. Pollution. Pollen. Is it as healthy as you'd like? Allergies. Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Your rug, your sofa,
they go.
Curtain.
Into you, into your children,
their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
All right, try to answer Mike's question as quickly as possible. In the Masters of Terror, we get into NORAD standing down, and then the middle of last year, ABC News came out with a story. It was broken by the alternative media that Dick Cheney, as of 8:30 in the morning, was on loudspeakers in the FEMA bunkers, in NORAD, in the entire shadow government, making announcements. And they've declared national security and refused to release those. But from Stanley Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, and the military officers he's deposed, they say that Cheney was telling them to just stand down, that they were in control of the situation. Also, we have the Associated Press articles where the CIA was running a drill of jets flying into buildings in New York and D.C. at 8:30 that morning. That began at 8:30 that morning. That's how NORAD stood down. Also, they said, oh, it's just a drill, stand down. And this is what Hilton was saying before it even got announced in the Associated Press back in 2002. So we have a lot of these different examples. We also have the jets nearby being commissioned away from air defense over to bombing run training right before that happened. And we know that they were ordered to stand down. Also, and I've had the guest on the show during some of the public hearings of last year in the 9/11 whitewash commission. They had the spokeswoman for the FAA under questioning by some of the press just admitted. She goes, oh, yeah. And she goes, we got a call at about 8:30 in the morning, right as it was all starting. Even a few minutes before going from memory, she said that, and this is on record, she said, we got a call, and it was the White House, and they were in the phone tree system and were taking control of the situation. So we have that as well, and there's a bunch of other news articles from different angles on this fact, but this indeed did happen. You have Payne Stewart, the golfer, 18 minutes after his plane went off course, the middle of the country, it's surrounded by five F-16s. And now this happens over an hour and 25 minutes, and nothing's done in the most controlled air corridor in the country. Does that answer your question, Mike?
Yeah, Alex, is that available on your in your 9/11 section? Or?
Yes, at prisonplanet.com, yes.
Okay, I'll track that down. Thanks very much.
Hey, I appreciate it. Oh, Mike?
Huh?
I was going to ask you, what do you think of the Silverstein stuff?
You know, as usual, they've taken this tact of... you know, drag it out years and then leak the information a little bit at a time to do damage control, and it seems to be very successful. Up till now it has been, at least.
And again, for those that don't know, the owner of the WTC calmly says we blew it up on 9/11. I mean, that's incredible. We already knew that and been saying that. My two films go over that, but here it is, just right out in the open. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Ryan in Ohio, then Michael, Melissa, John, and others. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, one of the Guerrilla News Network, they have an aftermath of unanswered questions 911, which is a real good timeline on NORAD, you know, like from the time things happened to when they were supposed to take off. And so just your one listener that was listening to that, I just thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm in that video, too.
Yes, you are, as a matter of fact. And the one thing, I hope you can defend this one for me, which I was listening to a talk radio like I always do, and the one about with the Patriot Act that allows the government to go look at books that you took it out. Well, this conservative talk show host put it like this, saying that the ILI or the whichever, what do you call that when the people have a group? The union for the... for the librarian?
Yeah, we've had him on, yeah.
Yeah, well, he put it like this. He says, this same union that's fighting to hide these books that someone's taken out is the same union that tried to allow pornography for children to watch. How do you defend something like that?
Okay, thanks for the call. I'll try to answer that. How do I defend it? I mean, that's the oldest tactic in the book. Why, this axe murderer is for the Second Amendment. You're not for the axe murderer, are you? Huh? Answer the question. The union, which I don't agree with on some things, came out and said we shouldn't put filters on all the computers and make people log in and list their names and have a record of what they're surfing and doing. And by the way, those same filters block out my website that doesn't have as much as cleavage on it, okay? They block out gambling, terror, hacking, porn. And, of course, I've been listed as terror because I post bills on my website. So, again, I mean, this is a classic thing. Why, this liberal is against the war, so you better be for the war, or you're a liberal. I mean, it's not even a real debate or a thought process. Yeah, the Patriot Act, everything you read, you do, even at private bookstores. They seem to focus in on the libraries. No, it's for bookstores, too. And that's admitted. So I guess the bookstores, are they for porn too, and so it's okay? Or, I mean, it just makes no sense.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It'll only take me about 10 minutes to recap WTC7. It's a huge story. We need to go back over it. There's been a couple of new developments. I do want to get to Michael in Washington, Melissa in Texas, John, Tennessee, Dave, Colorado, Ivan in Oregon, and many others that are holding. We will get to all of you. And there's a bunch of other news here as well. Very, very important police state stuff. Republicans got caught breaking into Democratic offices again. But nowadays, hey, that's no big deal. Bill Clinton did it, Nixon did it, and now the Republicans do it again. Wesley Clark admits that he's seen the plan to attack 7 Muslim states. Well, yeah, I've seen the Pentagon plan to go into Syria and Iran. That's official. Tony Blair's been caught in a bunch of other lies here, my friends. And North Korea using food as a weapon, evil degenerates that Kim Jong-il is. Well, yeah, the UN said at the 97 food summit they're going to use food as a weapon. What it's all about, total control. That and a lot more coming up. But I want to bring Jim Shepard up. And Jim is the owner of New Millennium Concepts with the amazing Black Berkey system made right here in America, one of the best filters out there. But Jim, side issue. I just had a caller. I want to address this. I want to get your take on it and see what you think about it. You know, the Patriot Act 1 allows them to have all the library records, all the bookstore records, which you buy at bookstores, and he calls in and says, well, the National Library Association's against this, but they're also for, you know, having porn accessible on the Internet. And so how do you defend that? Well, what does it mean? I mean, if Joseph Stalin is for lemonade and I'm for lemonade. Should I stop drinking lemonade because Joseph Stalin likes it? I mean, these type of arguments, but I hear the fake conservatives use those type of arguments quite a bit. You know, if some group we don't agree with on something agrees with us on something else, oh, well, the ACLU is against the Patriot Act, it must be good. Well, just because the Patriot Act's, you know, bad and they're against it doesn't mean they're good. How do you address that?
Well, you know, we have a really crazy environment right now. And I heard you, I don't know, about 6 months ago talking with somebody from the ACLU, and you were in agreement with them, and I thought, boy, what a stark day. And I am finding that the lines, you know, it used to be 5 years ago that, you know, if you were Republican, you pretty much knew what the Republicans stood for. If you had a Democrat, then you pretty much knew what they stood for. And you really didn't get into each other's camps. And what I'm finding today, Alex, is that, geez, there's a lot of liberal, crazy Democrats that I'm finding myself in agreement with on certain issues.
Well, it's like Bob Barr is, you know, campaigning against the Patriot Act with the ACLU.
Right.
And so just because the ACLU is wrong about the Ten Commandments, they're right on this. But I don't go get my gauge from the ACLU whether they're wrong or right about something. I go off my own internal compass and my research. So for somebody to say, well, a bad group is agreeing with you, how do you defend that? I mean, that makes no sense.
Well, and, you know, this country, Alex, was formed on the idea that we Americans from the very get-go wanted our liberty. We wanted our private property. We wanted our right to privacy. We wanted due process of law. We believed that no man, even if it was the President of the United States or any other powerful person, was above or beyond the law. Now, that is the gauge. And when you cross that, whether it's a liberal organization, a conservative organization, when you cross those lines, you're getting into territory that is un-American.
But notice the discussion isn't, is it right to have the FBI with access to all your book purchases? They admit they've gone to Barnes & Noble, Borders, you name it. Your book, I mean, they want a computer feed into everything. They're selling what we're all reading with our names. You know, and then they go, well, it's okay because the librarians are against it and they're liberals. I mean, what is that? That doesn't even make sense, but I've heard the neocons out saying that.
Well, again, everything is getting confused and gray, and I think that, you know, what you said about a moral compass, that is the issue. And it's just like a compass. If a compass is pointing north, doesn't matter if a Democrat's holding the compass or a Republican, a conservative, a liberal, north is north. And right is right, wrong is wrong. And what we're seeing is that the American people have spent so much time in front of the television getting their paradigm for life and not spending time reading articles, listening to various points of view. And what's happened is the American people have stopped understanding how to analyze and think and understand a rational argument.
Well, Jim, I've been called a liberal because I'm against any gun control. I am controlling our borders. I am against abortion. I'm against giving supercomputers to China. I stand against campaign finance reform. I don't like Bush protecting Bill Clinton, blocking Pardongate investigations. I know that Bush is calling for amnesty. I call him a liar when he says he's not because I've read the legislation. And I get an email going, you're a liberal now. You know, now it's conservative to be for big government. No, it's not. And so that's the scrambling that's taking place. You know,
my take on this amnesty issue is a little different than I've heard. And my take on this is that you may recall 10 years ago they were trying to get this North American free trade thing going, NAFTA and all that, and the globalizing the labor markets. And people were standing up screaming at that time saying, hey, stop this. We're going to be losing jobs. Jobs are going to be exported. Now what I see happening is the people were right. That's exactly what's happened. Our jobs are being exported. And what the government is finding is that with those jobs that are being exported, revenue is also being exported. In other words,
people
in China are not going to be paying U.S. taxes.
And now the wages have been driven down. And so they have to bring in the third world population that will work for that. They're making us the third world.
That's right, because now we're in competition with the third world, and since all those jobs have been exported, let's re-import those at lower wages, and at least the U.S. government gets their tax money from the non-residents here in the United States.
Oh, the very astute, Jim. They admit this is to prop up Social Security. Absolutely. And then create dual citizenship and pay Social Security in Mexico. Over the next 4 minutes or so, I want to tell folks about the Big Berkey specials. Got some great specials this month. And you want to take control of your life. 70% of your life, your body, is water. And this is a big way to take control of your life in a big area. They're poisoning you with everything imaginable in that water supply. Take the Big Berkey taste test. Drink out of this for a month. Try to drink your tap water. You won't believe that you ever drank that. Jim, tell them about the specials.
Okay, we have three specials for folks that are on a tight budget. We have the Berkey Light with the ceramic filters. Those remove bacteria according to NSF standards. They also reduce chemical contaminants that are in the water. That is normally $199. The special is $159, which is a $40 saving. For folks who want more purified water, we have the Berkey Light with the black Berkey filter elements. These remove bacteria entirely. Nothing gets through. Also removes entirely the chemicals and radon 222. And it also reduces nitrates, nitrites, and heavy metals in the water. And that's $199. And for folks who purchased that this month, we'll include a free Berkey Sport bottle so that you can take the power of the Berkey with you. That's a $40 value. We also have the Berkey Light with the LED lights that are great for night light, reading light, emergency light. And that is $259, and for folks who purchased that this month, we'll also give them two Berkey Sport bottles, so you can put one in your car and take one to work with you. And that's an $80 value. So that's the specials for this month, and I believe you can go up to Infowars.com and see those specials. You can also order them online at Infowars.com, or you can call us at 888-803-4438. And if you'd like to see some pictures of the Berkey Light and see some of the accessories, you can go to berkeywater.com.
Berkeywater.com. You can go to Infowars.com. You guys get the orders off each day and ship them out UPS off the site. Or you can call Debbie right now, and if she's busy on the phone, just leave her name and number. She'll call you right back. You can call her at night, whatever. 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And I know this is communistic, but these are made in America, folks. Very liberal. I'm being sarcastic now. I may be arrested. I'm promoting a high-quality water filtration system made in America. Very rare, but untold, not rarely seen. 1-888-803-4438. And they have shower filters. That's, you absorb it through your skin, your biggest organ. You breathe it into your lungs. That hot water, it takes the gases and the chemicals and aerosolizes them and activates them. This cuts it out. You need to give them a call. Top-of-the-line systems. And that $150 deal is great. I have the ceramic system. 1-888-803-4438. Beautiful systems. 888-803-4438. And you're also supporting our entire global international shortwave outreach. Jim is the big sponsor for that, and we certainly appreciate him. 888-803-4438. So lots of evil liberalism. You buy something made in America, you support us reaching the world with our pro-gun, pro-family, anti-abortion liberalism. Again, I'm just illustrating how liberal we are here. 888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on, my friend.
Always a pleasure.
You bet. God bless you. All right. Some of these callers have been holding a really long time, and I'm going to get to everybody here. Just real fast, let's go to Michael and Melissa. Then I'm going to re-air these clips from WTC7, then we'll go back to John, Dave, Ivan, and others. Michael in Washington, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering last night what I could do as a person, and I figured not much because I'm just a small voice, but then I thought an insurance company is a big voice. They're in it to make money. And I got an article here from the insurancejournal.com about the WTC buildings were insured by Swiss Re, or Swiss RE, I don't know how they pronounce it, but Howard Rubenstein, spokesman for Silverstein, was saying that Swiss Re's remarks are cynical and manipulative to attack on Silverstein's properties. An effort to collect the insurance bought and paid for by the World Trade Center in turn attack rebuilding of Lower Manhattan. Rubenstein said to compensate for the weakness of their legal position, Swiss Re has engaged in a scurrilous personal attack on Mr. Silverstein and his legal counsel. I got a hold of Swiss Re last night because I couldn't sleep over this new WTC information. I emailed them all of the bullets that you've been uncovering. They will go back and fight this more because this is clearly insurance fraud. If I had a neighbor that was torching his house or blowing up his house to collect insurance money, I would let the insurance company know about it. They've got the power. They have the interest to protect.
Well, that is important. I know they had multiple insurers. Swiss Re was one of them. They also have been given a federal payout. And yeah, they should ask Mr. Silverstein a deposition. Why'd you say on PBS you ordered the demolishing of the Building 7 on 9/11? Why'd you do that? Would you like to answer that question?
Yeah, I emailed them the link to the video and to the latest articles. And I watched that video over and over again last night. And interesting thing, when I watched that greasy New World Order pimp, when he says, we decided to pull it, he does this weird right eye blink. Like, his right eye winks at you like he's guilty. It's really shocking to watch over and over again.
Very interesting. Anything else on your mind?
No, I just wanted to point that out. If everyone would contact the insurance company that has to back up his murder, we should pummel them with emails and scream to the top of our lungs. They've got the power. They've got the attorneys.
All right. Thank you for the call. We do point out from the House Representatives' website that they claim that a Secret Service agent died inside the building. I don't know if that was deliberate or if Silverstein's a useful idiot. I don't think I'm going to call him a murderer, but it does start bordering on a manslaughter if he knew. Well, manslaughter, I guess, is when it's accidental. We'll continue to track this. Let's talk to Melissa in Austin, Texas. Melissa, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Let me see if I can get this logic straight with the president's speech with the Patriot thing.
Yes.
If I were child-sitting for a friend and we decided to do a history project and also, employ arts and crafts, and I said, let's do a collage of history of our country, and let's take magazines and cut out pictures and paste them on a paperboard, and we'll make a picture of Patriot. And he runs in his room and gets football cards instead of pictures of Minutemen with three-cornered hats and muskets. He's going to paste a football card on there. Is this how they're thinking, that we are like a seven-year-old who can't tell the difference between a New England Patriot football player and a Patriot?
For those that just joined us, Bush-Kerry battle over Super Bowl, Brady, after appearance at the State of the Union, Super Bowl New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady has become one of the most sought-after political endorsements this election cycle after he agreed to be the guest of President Bush and Laura Bush in their VIP box during the State of the Union speech. TV images of 25-year-old Brady giving Bush repeated standing ovations and cheering during several of the speech's passages thrilled White House operatives. But the point is that when they talk about the Patriot Act on television, they cut to Brady. Oh, look, he's with the Patriots trying to psychologically associate the Unpatriotic Act with football. It's very base.
So any old patriot will do. Oh, good. I'm so glad. I'm learning a lot about the language.
Well, that's our heroes. It's not firefighters anymore. Uh-huh. It's not police that go up against crooks and expose corrupt police. It's not a grandmother who takes care of three children when their parents die. No, it's heroes are drug dealing basketball players.
Well, I'm so glad that I'm getting more and more logical with this pretzel logic that they have.
You're starting to love Big Brother. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Melissa, good to hear from you. Before I end this segment and come back and play audio clips and get back into WTC 7, we'll continue those in the next hour, I want to tell you, I produced 10 films. Matrix of Evil, Police State 3 Total, and Slayman are my two newest. They're incredible videos. Everybody needs to have them. They cover what the globalists are up to and how to stop them. There's also 9/11 Road to Tyranny, the film. My book, Descent into Tyranny, covering government-sponsored terror. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. Go to Infowars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.com and order the documentary films via our secure online shopping cart or call toll-free to do that at 1-888-253-3139. These videos are waking up 90% of those that see them. We have no excuse. If you already have them, what's stopping you from making copies and getting them out to people? If you haven't ordered them, your purchase also supports this show. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, and I'm Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. These are powerful InfoWar tools, and you get big discounts when you get two or more of the books or three or more of the films. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, with a recap on WTC, more of your calls, and a ton of other vital news and information. Keep it locked in.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
All right, my friends, Larry Silverstein, in a documentary that aired on PBS in 2002, they re-aired it this year, and folks finally caught it, and I bought the video. I've got the PBS copy of it, and there's even more stuff on that I want to put on the internet here pretty soon. When I get the time to do it, I've done like 6 radio interviews yesterday and my show, and trying to make a new film. But it is great to be in the fight to this level. And here is the program on PBS, America Rebuilds, where they talk about, it's talking about the rebuilding of them, but then it goes back to the day of the event and how Building 7 was cleared first because it had been the building that they didn't have to get bodies out of. And we now know that's not true. So they talk about how Building 7 was cleared quickly that day because they had a warning and it burned and then came down that afternoon. Then they cut directly to Silverstein going, yeah, we decided to pull it so there wouldn't be loss of life that afternoon, and we watched it fall. And then later we play clips of where they have government officials describing pulling it, meaning controlled demolition. So let's go ahead and go to that first clip.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And this last thing was his part. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
And they show the footage of Building 7 collapsing. Now, I want to play Dan Rather next. Dan Rather, 30 seconds after it first fell, because I have the live tape from that day, that says, back it up. Okay, now we're going to go to the collapse of this building. And about 30 seconds after it falls, they play it back, and this is his comments. Peter Jennings said similar things. We'll play those later, too. Go ahead. Here it is.
What you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
And we haven't aired this on the show. I don't know if you guys have downloaded it, but on the website down at the bottom, we also have Peter Jennings having a discussion of the building looking like it's coming down from demolition charges. They're talking about Tower 1 and 2. And we've got some other clips, and we have controlled demolition of other buildings in other cases where they admit it's a controlled demolition, and it's identical. The buckling at the sides, the imploding into a small pile, that's a new technology over the last 30 years or so. Very hard to set up, very hard to do a specific signature of collapse. And that's exactly what happened. So I've been saying for 28 months that that's what happened at WTC-7. That never was hit by a plane, caught fire later. They were told to evacuate before it even caught fire. It collapses. And now we have Silverstein blurting this out about deciding to pull the building. Again, hidden in plain view, right out there in the open. There's a detailed report on this at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and our servers are laboring. Millions of people are watching these videos, and it's costing me a lot of money, so will somebody please go buy something off the website? But, hey, we got to get the truth out, whatever. And mortgage my house for the bandwidth. Just, 1,000 gigs every couple days on this. Usually we spend 1,000 gigs in a month, so we'll be right back, folks, with the third hour.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides,
chemicals, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.